السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This is Yasser Qadhi on behalf of Muslim Matters. For further interesting Islamic podcasts, please log on to our website www.muslimmatters.org. جزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. In the Quran, in Surah Ash-Shura, which is a surah full of many, many different lessons, inshallah, we'll discuss some of them tomorrow. One thing that I just wanted to point out, one particular verse in Surah Ash-Shura, which is very, very deep in its understanding and very profound in its meaning. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the literal words that are used, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about farming, agriculture, harvesting. But this verse is in relation to the life of this world and the life of the hereafter and the priorities that a person has in this life. So now the very obvious and first question is, what does farming or agriculture or harvesting have to do with priorities in life and the life of the hereafter and the reward in the next life and the materialistic things of this world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِلْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. That a person who wishes, a person who desires, a person who aims and ambitions for the harvest of the hereafter, نَزِلْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ. We will increase him in his harvest. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. And a person who, once again, ambitions, and his goal, his objective, is the harvest of this world, this life. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. We will give him some of it. We will give him some of what he desires, and what he works for. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. But he will have nothing for him in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining this issue to us. The issue of priorities, the issue of sacrifice, of devotion, through a beautiful example. He draws a parable, an analogy, that working and investing one's time, money, energy, efforts, and giving priorities is much like farming or agriculture. That ask a farmer, if you speak to someone who's in that line of work, that field of work, it requires a person's time, it requires money, it requires physical work, it requires extreme sacrifices, waking up at, you know, early hours of the morning and being out there in the heat of the day. And probably the greatest thing that it requires, the most difficult thing that it requires, farming and agriculture, is the patience. Look at the farmer. He works hard. He prepares the whole field. He cultivates it, prepares the whole field. Then he plants the seed. Then he continues to take care of it. If it's not raining, then he waters it, irrigates it himself. And he stands out there, laboring over it for hours and hours. When it's all finally done, he doesn't get to stand there and just say, alright, where's the product now? But then he has to wait for months and months and months. He has to wait for months. Just waiting and waiting. Many times the situation becomes so dire, shortly before the harvest, that there's nothing left to eat. Everything, all the money, all the harvest, all the profits from last year have been expired. And he's still waiting, standing there. When will the harvest finally come? And then the harvest comes and he receives his reward. That patience. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that some of you, some people, will choose the life of the hereafter over this life. Meaning we have needs, we have necessities, we live in this world. But the priority, the higher goal and the objective, their ambitions, will be focused towards the life of the hereafter, the life after death. That always gets preference. I will never sacrifice that for for the sake of some material things. Always give that preference. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these people so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, that nazid lahu fi harthi. I will give him more than what he worked for. That I will give him more than what he's worked for in the hereafter. I'll increase his reward. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةَ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person who will come with one good deed on the day of judgment, Allah says automatically, I will multiply that by 10. We talked about in the beginning of Ramadan the verse where Allah says, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like planting one seed in the ground and having 700 seeds sprout up out of that. 700 seeds come out of that. So Allah is saying, I will multiply this many fold. The reward of someone who works for me, who focuses on the life of the hereafter. Like the Prophet ﷺ says, that be of the people of the hereafter. Don't be the slave of money and wealth and material things. But work for the hereafter. Be from the people who strive for the hereafter. And even in this life, as we read in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أُنْثَى. That I will not abandon these people in this life. That if they're striving and working for the hereafter, I will not abandon them in this life. I will not let them continue to suffer and struggle in this life. But those people who first of all believe in Allah, and then they follow that with righteous deeds, good deeds. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. Allah says that I will give them a very peaceful, fulfilling, blessed life. I will give them a beautiful life. But a person's goal and objective has to be the hereafter. Life after death. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ says. The intelligent one is the one who prepares for what's there after death. Now on the flip side, Allah speaks to us about the person who says, my whole objective, my goal, my ambition, my priority is the life of this world. The enjoyment of this world. The amassing of wealth and material things of this world. And I will sacrifice the hereafter for the sake of that. For the sake of material gain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. مِنْ لِلْتَبْعِيدِ. The word min in the Arabic language is used to show or indicate a portion of something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give him some of this world, what he strives for, what he desires, what he works for. I'll give him some of it. And really look at it. A person who leaves this world, let's say he has millions of dollars, and he owns 3 different mansions, and he owns 10 different cars, and he has a jet, and he has accomplished so much. Everyone looks at that person and says, look at the success of that person. Look how successful he is. But we lose sight of the reality of things. If you take a few steps back, how many houses in the world are there? How many houses are there in the entire world? And if a person has 3 of them, really how much of the world has he really accomplished? How many cars are moving about in the entire world? If I have 3 or 4 or 5 or 10, really how much have I really accomplished? Nothing. I'm not even a speck on the planet. I don't even register on the radar. I'm invisible still in the sea of humanity of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll give him some of this world. But the real catch is, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. But in the life of the hereafter, he will have nothing to his name. He'll show up empty-handed, with nothing. And then that regret and remorse and sorrow that he will feel on that day is enough to give him death again. It's probably enough torture and anguish for him, for the way he has lived his life. And that's why in Hadith Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah says, that, oh my slave, Ya Abdi, Anta Turid Wa Ana Urid. That you have a desire, and I also want something from you. وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ. But only that happens which I want. فَإِنَّ طَعْتَنِي فِي مَا أُرِيدُ. If you obey me, if you obey me in what I am asking from you, Allah is saying that my slave, if you obey me in what I want from you, what I am asking you to do, kafaytuka fima turid, I will suffice for you in what you want. I mean, do what I'm telling you to do, and I'll give you what you want. You'll have it, it'll be yours. وَإِنْ عَصَيْتَنِي فِي مَا أُرِيدُ. But if you disobey me in what I am asking you to do for my sake, أَتَعَبْتُكَ فِي مَا تُرِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing here that I will make you tired. I will exhaust you. I will frustrate you in the pursuit of what you want. وَلَا يَكُنُوا إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ. But you will still not be able to accomplish it. Only that happens which Allah wants. So for that reason, in this life, we need to realize this, that we are meant to live for the life of the hereafter. The Shaykh, the teacher that was here yesterday, he was saying that Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to say that work for this world, depending on how long you will live in this world, and prepare for the hereafter depending on how long you have to live there in the hereafter, which is all of eternity, versus 60, 70 years at the most. Look at that comparison. So like I said, I understand the needs and the necessities and responsibilities we have. But the Akhirah must be the priority. Akhirah, the life of the hereafter, life after death, and our well-being there, and our family's well-being, in that life, should never be sacrificed for the sake of material things. The material things of this world, a few dollars here and there, a few hours here and there, some pleasures, some hobbies, some enjoyment here and there, can be sacrificed for the sake of that eternal life and our well-being in that life and the attainment of Allah's pleasure. So may Allah give us the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. SubhanAllah bihamdihi.